Dalet Yeh, Sunday, 8th of May, Rabbi David Potash, Chidushim in Hilchas Brochus.
Good morning, Rabbi Zai. Before I start the Shia, I just want to thank Dudi Rosenberg. I had a small inkling inside this week. Sorry, Dudi Iskowitz, I'm sorry, mixed up the name. I had a small insight this week into what goes into preparing the Seder Shiurim here, getting hold of Magid Shia and arranging and the days, and maybe on behalf of the whole Olam, and on behalf of the Olam Magid Shia, I'd like to thank him for all the arrangements. The Shia today is entitled Kedushin Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos is a very, very large subject, and it's something obviously we do all the time, make brachos, but yet there are still many Chidushim, some which are better known, some which are lesser known, and a lot of them are Negei Halacha L'Maaseh. So we'll take a few points, a few different sugyas, and maybe talk about them. We all know that if by mistake somebody takes an apple and makes a shakel, shakel is a brocha keleles, which is yoitzer if he makes that brocha on anything. There are also other brochas which are koidelois. For instance, we know the Mishnah that says if somebody takes a pri, if he takes an apple and makes a pri adam, it's also yoitzer. There's a halacha which is lesser known, and that is that bari min mezainos is also a brocha keleles. If somebody makes bari min mezainos on many things, he's yoitzer. So let us see the makor of this. So the Tosfos in brochas, daf lamed vavon base, the Tosfos is discussing when you have a mixture of flour and other things, flour and fruits, let's say, with water, and the shayla is, do you make mezonos or do you make bari pri eitz? So we all know that mezonos is usually the main part, main consistency is the main thing, mezonos is usually the ikka. However, there's an exception to that if the flour is only to stick the thing together, and it's not for taste, and it's not to give nourishment, then it remains toffle, and you make a bracha on the fruit. So Tosfos is discussing a concoction of flour and water together with shkedim, with almonds. And Tosfos says the following, V'chein esar shkedim sh'oysen l'choyla, im oysen oysa k'dei sh'yisod alev, there was this smichel that they made with almonds, with flour and water, which they made for a sick person, an ill person. If it was made in order to give him nourishment, then the bracha is bari min mezonos, because the flour is the ikar. But if it's just to stick the shkedim together to make sure that they form one piece, he doesn't need to make a bari min mezonos. Now this lashon is very strange. So the Kivege here asks the kash already. Kivege says, "Ein sor levoich lishma kaitahu." This is a strange lashon. Mad not to ein sor levoich. Ha'af in the rishoyin levoich boi min mezonos. He's not allowed to make a boi min mezonos. Da'avi kamavoich al shkedim boi min mezonos. Da'avi brach levatola. Because if he makes boi min mezonos on shkedim, it's a brach levatola. That's Kivege's kash. However, many Achronim hold that the Pshat in Tosfos is that if b'diavad he made Bari Min HaMezonos on the Shkedim, he's Yotzer. The Be'er Halacha brings this in Simkuf Samach Zayin in Sif Yud. In Sif Yud, the Machaber says, "In b'makom birchas hamotzi birch shehakni b'dvaroi as Yotzer." That's obviously the famous din. Says the Be'er Halacha, "V'birch b'yom min mezonos." If you made b'yom min mezonos, he's talking about on bread. So bread, we know that b'diavad Yotzer with b'yom min mezonos. So "V'birch b'yom min mezonos das ha'ba achronim z'yotzer b'diavad." "V'lirabu v'shem adjish v'simkut samaches kosav v'birchas b'yom min mezonos hibrocha keileles k'moy shahakol." He says that b'yom min mezonos is a general brocha like shahakol.
He makes b'yom min mezonos two benches, the brocha samoskin.
Yeah. "V'yotzer al kol dovo." And it's yoitza b'diavad on everything, to chol milimezin zayin, because everything gives nourishment, chutz mimayim u'melach, except for water and salt. V'chein kosach ha'odim chol nachetz ayin shom b'nishvus olam, it doesn't mean any machloikas. And the Makar for this is the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, the beginning of the Perek B'chol Ma'arovin, brings that it's discussing now what you can make an Erev on, and it says you can make an Erev on everything, using everything, all foods except for salt and water. So the Mishnah there carries on with a few other examples of where all foods are collected together except for salt and water. And one of them is, Anoidim in Amazon, somebody who makes a neder on and uses the word mazon, then he's also to eat all foods except for water and salt. So the Gemara says, it's not Tumah when it says mazon, it's Tumah when it says zayin. So the difference between mazon and zayin. Mazon, takam means only the five types of grain, which you make bread from. But if he says, kol zayin alive, he makes a neder on anything, which is zayin, which is nourishing, then it's also on all foods except for water and salt, because those are not considered nourishing on their own. So this is the makor, this Gemara is the makor, that all foods can be called zon. All foods can be called something which is nourishing, and they're included in the lashon zon. And therefore these are pointing that the rabbis, the chayodim, the bealacha, paskins it, they hold that apart from water and salt, if one, that the Eben makes boimim in his zonus on any food by mistake, his yotzi does not need to make another bracha. It's something that's not very well known. It's maybe not so common, but it does happen. It's happened to me once or twice. And so that's halacha l'maisa. There's another interesting bracha keleles. It's slightly less kolel, but it's also bracha keleles. And that is that we all know, of course, the bracha on wine is bracha pri hagefen. And if somebody by mistake makes a bracha pri ha'etz on wine, so what's the din? So again, here we have a Tosfos. A Tosfos in Brachas Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing here if somebody has a cup of liquid in his hand and he thinks that it's wine, and he makes a beer off, and it turns out to be beer. All the other way around. This is the case the Gemara is discussing. We won't get into it. It's quite a complicated Gemara. But Tosfos here says, he says from a slightly different case. If somebody makes a biru, so Tosa says that if somebody's holding a cup of wine, and by mistake he makes biru pia eitz, so Tosa says, if you remember, he can be chozer and quickly say biru pia gofen. That means he will have said baruch atah Hashem and the kelim alach olam biru pia eitz biru pia gofen, and then he's yotzer. So again, here there's a Rebbe Kiva Ege in Gilin Ashas. Rebbe Ege is Madaik in Tosfos that if he's La'achem Dei Dibo, he's not Yotzer. So Rebbe Kiva Ege says, Mashmu is that in Birch al Ayayin, Boi Pri Eitz, Dilo Yotzer. The Kalkos among the Avroms, in which Chesiv Kongov Beis Vashem, Shubat Sri Alevi, that's the brother of the Taz. For Tumuali, the Ayayin Shem Pri Olof, we make Boi Pri HaGefen on wine, so when we make the bracha on wine, we make the bracha on the Pri, since you're addressing the pre when we make Bar Pia Gefen, therefore, for the Eved, if you say Bar Pia Eitz, it's no different to any other pre. He should have been more explicit and said Bar Pia Gefen, but for the Eved, he said Bar Pia Eitz, why shouldn't he be Yotzer? If he came like Garmi Birch Shahakel, the Kaman on the Yotzer. So Kivega paskens that if he makes Bar Pia Eitz on wine, that the Eved is Yotzer. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Ches brings this machlokes. Sifkot Ayin, in Berach Al Yain Bar Pia Eitz Yesh Deus Ben Apoiskim. And he brings in the Shartzin that it's a machlokes shining. He brings the Tosfos, he brings the Mefurash Ritva that argues with Tosfos and says if he says Bar Pia Eitz on wine, he's Yotzer. So since the halacha is Sofik Brachas Lahakel, if this happens to somebody that by a slip of a tongue he said Bar Pia Eitz on wine and he did not remember Turk Dei Dibo, if he remembered Turk Dei Dibo, he should be Masakat in order to mekayim the Shita of Tosfos. But if he did not remember Turk Dei Dibo, he's Yotzer. So here we have another case, which is less well known, of a b'diavad yotzer with a bracha bar pi eitz on wine. It comes out something very interesting. That wine, b'diavad, could have five possible brachas. Obviously, bar pi hagefen. According to what we just said now, Bar Priya Eitz, and where you can make a Bar Priya Eitz b'diavad, you can make Bar Priya Adama as well. And Bar Minim Zoynis, and the Shahapel. So wine is Dabar Choshev Ma'id, as we know, and it's covered by almost all the brachas. There's only one bracha that doesn't cover it, and that's Hamoitzi. And that's Gufa because of the Chashivas of wine, that the Gemara says that even though when you have a Suda of Pas, it covers everything in the Suda, but because wine is a Dabar Choshev, it doesn't cover the bracha of the wine, and that's why we make the gof in the middle of the Suda.
Of course, the wine that you have, it's amazing sign. If you have a lot of wine, then it's Midri Gura. So it depends on the quantity of wine that you have,
that
you lose
make that. The possible talk about it. The possible talk about it. Okay, that's one nakuda. Now, talking about wine, I'd like to go over to another sugya. There's because wine is very choshuv, there's another din which the Gemara brings, if one drinks wine, makes per piagofen, and subsequently one wants to drink another drink, then why yayin poitza kol minei mashki? That means you don't have to make a new bracha on other drinks. So for instance, you're at home, you come home for shul early, you don't want to eat straight away, you make kiddush on wine, and then you want a coffee. So you don't make a shakal on the coffee. That's halacha, yayin poitza kol minei mashki.
If you don't make a bracha.
What?
If you don't make an agefen.
No, we're talking about the bracha rishonah in the meantime.
What happens if you make
that? We're going to come to that. We're going to come to that also. So, let's mention that straight away. The same halacha applies to the bracha achrona. So the first halacha is brought in the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Ein Dalet. That's the whole siman about the bracha, the different brachas, the different situations of drinking wine. And here the Mechaber says, "Siv beis yayin poter kol minei mashki." Afilu mi bracha rishonah. And the Mishnah Berurah tells you with the conditions that you need, it has to be that the other mashkin were either on the table, or you've got das to drink them, or you're kaveh on wine. That means the Mishnah Berurah says you drink two or three cups of wine. But in most cases, when somebody comes home and makes kiddush at home, he knows he's going to have a coffee. So therefore, I always also consider in front of him, because maybe if he's making kiddush in the kitchen and the coffee and the water is in the chaynik, so that's considered in front of him. So when you make bar piagofen and your kiddush, you don't make shahakal on the coffee. The case of bracha achrona is brought in Reish Ches, and here also the Mechaber paskens that Shosa Yusif Tazayin Shosa Yain Umayim Ein Lo Levarach Al Amayim Bo Nefoshes Shebrichas Yain Pichroson Kishem Shebebracha Rishon Yain Pritz Komani Mashkin. So again, if you make Kiddush, make Bar Pergefen, you take a fruit drink, an apple juice, orange juice, you don't make shahakol, and who are din, when you make a gefen, you don't need to make a bar nefoshes on the drink. So that's halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there's a dion in the bi'alocha, and that is, how much wine does one have to drink in order to become potter from the shahakol on the coffee or whatever you're drinking? So the Bi'alocha brings a Sefer De'achachayim, that's the Siddur De'achachayim, the Nesivus, in his Siddur, in the Halachos, which he wrote in his Siddur. He brings that even if you drink a mashu of wine, you drink a very small amount of wine, that's enough, you made it by Priya Gofen, so now you don't make shakar on the drink. The Bi'alocha argues with that. The Bi'alocha says it's got to be a Shir Choshev. It's got to be a Shir Choshev. And he says here like the following. In Kufa and Dalet, והנה, מדברי הדרך החיים שתקתי דבורה ומשוברו המוחת, די טוי, תספיר ליד אפילו בתאים אז כל שם ניין סגי ליפטו על ידי זה שהמשקי. The דרך החיים is much for the deal, if you drink a small amount of wine, you don't need to make shakal on your drink. חמוקו לדין הצרכיון, ונוקו לחתכילה שמשייץ ליפטו שהמשקי ישתו על קופונים מלוי לוגמוב. So the משוברו, the בהלך הפסקים, that you need a שיר חושב. A שיר חושב is מלוי לוגמוב, because that's the amount you have to drink. When you make kiddush, Maloy Lugmov is, everybody's different, everybody has a different Maloy Lugmov, but the Poskim say it's a Roiv Revius. It's a Roiv Revius. According to Chaz Nish, Roiv Revius is 150 cc, so the Roiv would be just over 75. According to Chaim Noah, it's 86, so the Roiv would be about 44, it's not very much. Of a live, Achi Yishli Zoy Bezet, If he didn't drink Meloy Lugmav, says the Mishnah Berurah, so then you have a problem. Because according to the Mishnah Berurah's psak, that you need Meloy Lugmav, then you should make a bracha on your coffee. But according to the Dach HaChaim, that even if you drink a little bit of wine, you don't make a bracha on your coffee. So what do we do now? So Mishnah Berurah says, either get somebody who didn't drink wine to be Moitzi you, or make a bracha on shakar, on a sugar, a piece of chocolate, or something like that. Oh, we'll come to the Bonifacius from Beis Hashem. Now, this is something that many people don't know. You'll see that when you go to a Kiddush, and the Mavarech makes Kiddush, and people want to be toyim, there's a mitzvah to be toyim from the coast of Kiddush. Everybody goes running with a little coast, and to get a little bit of Kiddush wine. And then they go and they drink soda, mitz, whatever's on the table, fruit juice. So this little bit of wine is less than Roy Lugmov. So now they put themselves into massive sofik brocha. And that's a contributor, so it's a major problem. People don't realize this. So the etzah is, in such a case, if you stack a mitzvah to be toyam from the wine, so the etzah is, take a piece of herring, make a brush shakal on the herring, or maybe take the wine, but don't make a bracha on that first. Make a bracha on your fruit juice first. Then afterwards, make bari pligofen. Agam that in gabit seder brachas, that the seder chashivas of brachas, bari pligofen comes first. But since you're going to make a bari pligofen, you're going to make yourself a problem with a sofik bracha on the shahakol. So maybe it's better to make the shahakol first.
When you give it at home,
when you give out to everybody, then everyone's going to take another thing. It's going to be the same problem. But it's as if they said the bracha because you're moitzi them. We have this klal shemer ka'ina. So when they hear the bracha, it's as if they made the bracha bread per gefen. So they have the same problem when it comes to drinking.
No,
to drinking the other
drink. By hearing the bracha from somebody else. You can't be yoser a coffee if you only heard the word
piragofen.
You can.
You can.
You
said
the bracha yourself.
No. If you hear the word piragofen and you have wanted to be yoser, then it's if you made the word piragofen.
Even if you had no wine.
So if you had no wine at all, so that's now we're getting to another problem. If you didn't drink any wine at all, that's another problem. So let's go over to maybe to bracha chroina. And then we will come back to that.
Is the topic whether if they were yotzi, whether or not they have to make a bracha or they drink after the wine? Is that the problem?
But in the meantime, we're talking about the drink before. The bracha rishona is both piagofen and the bracha rishona of shahaka. If what we're saying until now is, if you drink a meloy lugma of wine, which is a rovivis of wine, and then you have any other drink, you don't make a shahaka. Right? That's clear. If you have less than a meloy lugma of wine, if you have less than 44 cc of wine, then it's a suffix on whether you make shakal or not. So you can't drink and you can't make a shakal. What you do is you have to make shakal something else or have somebody else be moitzi.
If you drink nothing, then you're better off. How can you drink nothing?
You're not mechuyev not to not to drink.
You have a mezoinus.
That's only b'diavet. So the mezoinus is moitzi only b'diavet.
And you're sure when one
person
makes kiddush for everybody, nobody runs to him for a meloy lugmov. Everybody takes a piece of cake and makes a mezoinus.
But some people want to drink from the wine because they want to drink
so
from the kiddush.
So gives them like that.
That's the problem. Because it gives them only a little bit.
That's not to do anything, just to make a mezoinus.
Right. But there is a mitzvah to drink from the coast of Kiddush. So people want
so
to become that mitzvah.
You go home and you make it.
This is the Kiddush Mokum Sud over here. Alright, this is Lagavi Bracha Rishonah. Now what about Bracha Achronah? The Mishabur discusses the same thing when it comes to Bracha Achronah. He says in Reish Ches, he says the following. He says in the Mishnah Berurah, he says when if you have wine and shah mashkin, you only make ala gefen and not bari nefoshes. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Oz poita filo leshoser rak kois echot." If you drank only one kois, that's enough. Now, of course, the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, is talking about when you're making ala gefen that you had a shear that you can make ala gefen on that. So the shear, that's also not clear in the poskim what the shear is, but let's say you had a revis. So you mean for sure make on a vase of wine, you make ala gefen. Then if you had your fruit juice, you don't make boina frost. What happens if you had less than a vase? So here the Shartian says, after the inner bracha is shayna, Asher the sagi lifta amashkin, afim loy shosim ayayin rakim loy lugmo, kumashik satish bibi alochasim kufayin dalet. The Gabe bracha is shayna, we said maloy lugmo, which is only a rive revis, that's enough. Aber in der Brocha Chroino lifte am Maschkin mit Bechosson lo yitzuhe rak im Schosser revis yain shim chuev lechul ha'alma bebrocha. But the Gabi Brocha Chroino is if you sin to talk about you making ala gefen, it must be that you had a revis. Vim shos ha'pochus mi kashir zeh yesh l'ayin bedova eich yasel in the Brocha Chroino de Maschkin. However, if you drunk less than a revis, what do you do the Gabi this the boy nefoshes on the Maschkin? Da lo yesh deo is shosoyvim Afil al roiv revis, v'efsh afil al kazais, tzorach levorachem en sholish. There are days that on a roiv revis you make ala gefen. Some say even on a kazais of wine you make ala gefen, which is a third of revis. It's a lot, not less. Omele lo yuchal levorach borei nefoshes rabois ala mashkin. And now, so what do you do about a mashkin? You don't make ala gefen because you didn't have enough. However, it's a shear of wine which might be chayav ala gefen. So what do you do about the mashkin? Says the Bisharzian. The chimishum she'ein on the yoidim levaya halacha yichuv al edei zavok boi nefoshes rabbis. That's all here. Because we don't know the halacha of how much wine you have to drink in order to make halagefe. So because of that, you're going to go ahead and make a boi nefoshes. So Bisharzian blibes talking. That means the following. If you drink a revius of wine, you make halagefe and you don't make boi nefoshes on the other drink. If you drink less than a revius of wine, since there are shittas in the Rishonim and the Chronim, that unless the reveals of wine, you should really have to make ala gefen. But we don't, because it's a sofik brocha. So now, you've drunk, maybe you've drunk enough wine to patter the mashkin from his point of foshes, maybe you didn't. So what do you do? Because we don't know the halacha legabe ala gefen, you should go ahead and make a point of foshes. So the bi'alacha blibes talking. So here, again, we're going to be stuck. If somebody drinks less than a reveals of wine, and you drunk shah mashkin, what's he going to do? He'll have to find something else to be to make boina foshes on, or find something to be mixing with the boina foshes. And if he doesn't have either of those two possibilities, then sofek brocha lahake. There is a shulchan aruch harav here that argues with the mishnah brura. The shulchan aruch harav says that it's not possible to say such a thing, because if you don't make a brocha achroin on the wine, then and you drunk a revius of fruit juice, then the fruit juice is mechayev a brocha. So we can't, because you don't know what bracha to make on the wine, and therefore you don't make a bracha on the wine, you can't just go without making a bracha on the fruit juice. So he says that you make a bracha on the first on the fruit juice. So there are many Hasidim groups of chudim Hasidim who are saying from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and they don't go with the Mishnah Berurah. But most other people always go with the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore there's going to be a problem here. The machlokes between them, the heads of the machlokes between them is, what is it that patters the bracha of the boina foshes? When a person makes a gefen of a pia gefen on the wine, and that patters him from making boina foshes, what is it that patters him from the boina foshes? Is it the bracha of the ala gefen, or is it the shtir of the wine? Which one is it? So the Mishnah Berurah understood, like he understood in the first din, that it's the chashivas of the shtir of the wine, which is the one that patters. Why? The reason why wine patters all on the mashkin is because it's choshuv. And it's only choshuv if you drink a choshuv shir, a gesunte shir. So where the shir was not choshuv enough, it can't patter from the bracha rishoina, and it can't patter from the bracha achroina. And where the shir is a sofik, choshuv, so therefore you're left with a sofik. However, Shulchan Aruch Harav learns that that's not the pshat. The pshat is the bracha of al gagefen apia gefen, that is what's koil, in this case, the bracha of boina foshes, because it's a very choshuva bracha on a choshuva drink, so that bracha is passes you from your boina foshes, which is a chiddush, but at kol panim, he comes out from there, the halacha, if you, for some reason, like this case, where you have a sofa, you don't make al gagefen apia gefen, therefore you have to, there's no bracha to pat you from the boina foshes, and therefore you have to make boina foshes. Yeah. So it comes out halacha l'maisa like this. Let's just recap halacha l'maisa. It comes out like this. If you drink a revius of wine, you make by a pia gefen, you don't have to make a shakol on any subsequent drinks. If you drink a malay lugmav of wine, which is a roiv revius, which we said according to Chaim Roy is 4 to 4 cc, which is not very much, you can measure it, then also that's enough to pat you from your shahakal. However, if you drink a very small amount of wine, you, the Mekadesh, or anybody else, then you're letting yourself into a sophic brocha of the shahakal, and therefore there's one of three etzes. You can have somebody mochi you with the shahakal, or you can make a brocha on a food, which is not a drink, on a food, which is a shahakal, or you can make a shahakal first, and not if you're the Mekadesh, obviously, but if you're the other the person who's listening to the Kiddush, you can make shahakal first on the drink, and then go and have a little bit of wine and make a gofen on the wine. That's the Gabi Brocha Rishon. The Gabi the Brocha Achroina, if you have a revius of wine, you make and other drinks as well, you make ala gefen, al pia gefen, and you don't make a burn of foshes. If you have less than a revius, if you have less than a revius, then you're in a matzav sofik. So you have to find something to make you with a burn of foshes, or make burn of foshes on something else. There actually were many more points that I thought I would be able to talk about. Since there's not that much time left, so I'll just tell you one interesting chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah, which is neged all brochas, and that is in this sugya which I mentioned, where the Gemara discusses that he thought he was going to drink one thing, and it turned out to be another, so he made the wrong bracha. The Gemara discusses there if he realized in the middle of his bracha. In the middle of his bracha, he realized what was going on. In other words, he started off with his bracha, bracha Toshem Kenem Melech Ha'olam, thinking he was holding wine. And then he saw it was beer. He saw it was Sheikha, which is Shaka, so he switched to Shaka. So in the middle of the bracha, he switched Kavana. Right? He made the right bracha in the end. He made a Shaka. But the first half of the bracha was with Kavana to make Bar Priya Gefen, and the second half of the bracha was the right bracha. So he switched Kavana in the middle. So the Gemara discusses if that's okay, that the Maskana is, it's okay. He's Yoitza. But Rabbeinu Yonah learns from here a Chiddush. He asks the Kasha, we know there's a Machlokas, Mitzvah Svichas Kavana, Mitzvah Ein Svichas Kavana. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, how does it fit with the Machlokas, Mitzvah Svichas Kavana? The Gemara doesn't seem to make any reference to Mitzvah Svichas Kavana. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, a whopping chiddush. He says that even according to the man the Omar, the mitzvah is in Shichas Kavana, which means that if a person does a mitzvah without Kavana, he's still Yoisa. We don't pass deny that in derises, right? But even if a person even if according to the man the Omar, mitzvah is in Shichas Kavana, the Bein Yonah says a brocha is different. And the Bein Yonah says a chiddush that if joined with the whole brocha, he had the wrong Kavana. He said the right words, but he had the wrong Kavana, he's not Yoisa. We don't pass like this, but it's something to know, because it tells us what the chashivas of kavanah and brachas is. I'll read you out what he says. Rabbeinu Haigon is a kohen of bracha, for having an unfortunate and potsk to mitzvahs ain't sikhs kavanah. The kosher lehem, the avanon, the meimah, sha'af, pishalon, is kavan, the varach, halashaycha, mitchila, kim shenasa, mitzvah yotza, for my life shita. Why is there a tzad in the Gemara that you're not yotza? V'yesh loyma, da filu misha soyba, the mitzvahs ain't sikhs kavanah, hani mili vedova, sheish boim maisa. When do we say mitzvah ein sikhs kavanah? That's when you do a maisa mitzvah, like taking a lulav. Sha'maisa u'b'makam kavanah, k'goy natilas lulav dominim b'da'ag v'nofak bay. V'chem kol k'yotz v'zav, v'mitzvah sh'tluya ba'amira b'lvat, a mitzvah which is totally only on what you're saying, v'adai tzikha kavanah, according to everybody, you need kavanah. Sha'amira he believe, because the amira is not a maisa, it just goes together with the heart. And a whopping chiddush that if a person makes a bracha without kavana, even according to mando mitzvah ain't sikhs kavana, he's not yoitz. Now this is not halach lemaisa. We don't pass in this debate. It's something worth knowing.
It's a
maisa.
It's got the
kosher. What's that? That's not a maisa. The mitzvah is not holding the kosher. The mitzvah is making a bracha. It shows us the importance of a bracha. That even though with the Abed we're yotza without kavana, but until high going we're not yotza, and it's therefore definitely kedai to remember to have kavana when making brachas.